Visualize a task you're going to ask for help with as a delicate bird's egg resting securely in your hands. It needs to be returned to its nest carefully. Now picture yourself asking the other person to do the task, placing the egg in their hands. Do you want to show them how to hold it? Point the way to the mother's nest? Walk alongside them as they carry it? Resist these urges. Turn around and walk away. What does it feel like to trust someone else with this task? What does it feel like to trust someone else with this task? Do you feel guilty for not doing it yourself? Do you feel apprehensive about their ability to do it the way you think it needs to be done? Do you worry that they won't be able to manage it at all? Whatever you're feeling is okay. These sensations are growing pains, part of learning to let go of control. Open the palms of your hands. Breathe in and open your shoulders and chest. Breathe out and let go. Breathe in, open and soften. Breathe out, surrender. You don't have to control this. Whatever happens, you can handle it. When you let others do things, they may not do them the way that you would like them to be done. They may do the tasks wrong, make mistakes. How does this make you feel? Do you feel disappointed? Responsible? Angry? Perhaps you feel alone because you're the only one who can do things right. It's okay to feel this way. It doesn't make you a bad person, and it doesn't make the other person bad either. When our limbic system is activated, it's tempting to engage in a story in our mind about how others are not to be trusted, that we cannot depend on them. Let go of this story, just as you let go of the task. Instead, focus on your feelings. What's happening in your body? Is there tightness in your throat, chest, shoulders, and stomach? Imagine breathing into the contraction, making room for it. When you breathe out, make an audible sighing sound. As you breathe in, soften to what you're feeling. On the out-breath, breathe in, open. Breathe out with a sigh. When we let go and let people do things differently than we would, we're cultivating compassion, both for others and for ourselves. With repeated practice, you'll be more comfortable asking for help. It will become easier. Asking for, receiving, and offering help are powerful ways to build connection with others. There is so much more to gain by letting go of control rather than holding on to it or needing to get things just right.